Our second scripture reading for tonight comes from the book of Isaiah. We'll be reading from chapter 9 in Isaiah, verses 2 through 7. It is found on page 593 of your pew Bibles. And again, let us listen to God's word for us. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation. Thou hast increased its joy. They rejoice before thee as with joy at the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, thou hast broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle, tumult, and every garment robed in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The Lord has sent a word against Jacob, and it will light upon Israel, and all the people will know Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say in pride and in arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen. This is the word of the Lord. Eternal God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable to you. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it's finally here. Christmas has finally arrived, the night that we've all been waiting for, this night when we gather with shepherds and farm animals in an obscure backwater called Bethlehem to witness the birth of a child. For weeks now, the retailers and merchandisers have been dutifully reminding us that Christmas is the season for gift giving. And many of us have dutifully complied, trudging through the shopping malls and specialty shops in search of the special gift for family and loved ones. But we are reminded that Christmas is more than just heading to the shopping malls, and it's more than just getting gifts for those that we love. We are reminded tonight that we are here for a special purpose. We are here to receive a child. The arrival of the baby that we await tonight is the most special gift of all, because it is the gift of God's own self for you and for me and for the whole world. That is the reason we are gathered here tonight. We are gathered here tonight to remember in the word of the prophet Isaiah that a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What a wonderful gift from a gracious God. Scholars tell us that the person that the prophet Isaiah is alluding to was probably King Hezekiah of Judah, the son of Ahaz, about 700 years before the birth of Jesus. King Ahaz is concerned about his sister nation Israel and her ally Syria that is threatening to invade Judah. And Ahaz is worried that his armies will not be able to stand up, and he's concerned and thinking about joining an alliance with the powerful Assyrians. But the prophet Isaiah comes to him and tells him, do not do that. Do not join an alliance with the Syrians. If you do that, you will not like the consequences. Instead, wait on God. Wait for God to act. Because before this day is out, before the dust settles, a new king will arise in the land, a king that will rescue you, a king that will do the work of God, a king that will mediate God's own righteousness. And so Ahaz complies with the prophet Isaiah. We don't know a whole lot about it, but all we do know is that God has promised a gift to his people, a gift of a king who will deliver them. And we still, tonight, await a king. The Christian tradition has appropriated the titles that were given to Hezekiah: a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting father, a prince of peace. That is who we are awaiting tonight, this dark night, on this Christmas Eve in 2011, the gift of a baby, of a child, who will bring us redemption and peace and joy. Of course, every life is a gift from God. Every baby that breaks into our world carries within it the hope for a better world and a better future. With the advent of every baby, we can't help but wonder what gifts and contributions that child might make for a better world. Maybe we say, when we see a little baby nestled in its mother's arms, maybe this child will be the one to help find a cure for cancer. Or maybe this child will grow up to become a great statesman, expanding the possibilities for peace and justice in the world. Or maybe this child will grow up to become an artist, or a teacher, or a musician, or a business person. The point is that every life is a gift from God. And because every human being is made in the image of God, there is a sense in which every human being is Emmanuel. Every human being is God with us to a certain extent. That is why every human life is so important and so precious. That's why every human life is a gift from God that contains numerous possibilities for a better world and for a better future. But we also know the truth about ourselves, the truth about the darkness that pervades our hearts and that pervade our world, the darkness that limits our possibilities and divides us from one another, the darkness of war and conflict, the darkness of hatred and indifference, the darkness of poverty and want, the darkness of sin and death. We are aware of that darkness deep down inside of our hearts, and we are aware of the darkness that we've constructed in this world that God has made good. The darkness is real, and none of us, not even the most gifted among us, can save ourselves from it. None of us are smart enough. None of us are wise enough. None of us are good enough. None of us are courageous enough. And that is why the baby that we are waiting for tonight is such a special gift. It is not just any baby, but it's God's own self come among us as one of us. And even though this baby will come into the darkness of our world, he will not be overcome by the sinful ways that we live our lives, which is to say that he will not be overcome by our greed, by our hatreds, by our prejudices, by our pride, by our petty resentments, and our willful ignorance. This year, the Christmas season coincides with our political season, and politicians are lining up once again to give us their solutions for an ailing world. But we know that the solutions that they offer amount to nothing more but rearranging the furniture in a dark room. Our only hope tonight is the Christ child born on this night, because he and only he is the genuine light of the world. He and only he is the bearer of true peace and true joy. He and only he can uphold justice and righteousness. He and only He is truly God with us. He and only He is worthy to have all authority on His shoulders. That is the gift that we are awaiting tonight. Luke tells us that this gift comes wrapped in unappealing circumstances. A stinky manger in the backwater of Bethlehem, surrounded by farm animals and smelly shepherds, people you would hardly invite to a nativity scene. It's not a very appealing picture, despite our domestication of it. But this too is part of the gift, a part of the subversion of our values and the deconstruction of our idols. It is God's way of reminding us that our ways are not God's ways, that the light that comes into the world can sometimes only be seen in the most out-of-the-way places, among the most out-of-the-way people. We are reminded tonight that not everyone will accept this gift that will break into the world tonight. Even though it is a free act of God's grace, not everyone will accept it. That's the way it is sometimes. Some people are too proud to accept a gift. Other people prefer the darkness. They understand that a free act of God's grace has been given, but they prefer the darkness. They prefer things the way that they are. Others simply cannot believe in the promise of this baby. They cannot believe that the Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, has come at a particular time and a particular place and a particular human being and a particular baby. They call it a scandal instead of a gift. How can God Almighty come in this little bitty baby? How can God Almighty come in this far-flung part of the world? How could God Almighty be birthed to a teenager and a man who are temporarily homeless? How can God Almighty come to someone who's been told there's no room for them in this world? How can a good and gracious and all-powerful and mighty and sovereign God come in this way? They simply cannot believe it and accept it. But for those of us who are gathered here tonight, we know that this baby is not a scandal. This baby is a gracious gift of a loving God for the redemption of all of us. And through His love, we have all been redeemed and forgiven. The gift that comes into the world is for our redemption. It is for our salvation. It is for our liberation. The Bible tells us that wherever there is a child, there is hope. Whenever there is a baby, there is hope for the future. And this baby that is broken into the world has given us hope. Hope beyond hope. Hope beyond what we read in the morning papers. Hope beyond what we see on the 6 o'clock news. Hope beyond our fears and our apprehensions. Because this baby is God with us. Our response to this wonderful gift of grace is to go out into the world and give in return. That is the true meaning of this night and the true meaning of Christmas. It is to receive this gift, to accept the grace of this gift, to know that the God who sends this gift loves us, that this God longs for us to be reconciled to God's self, to know that this God has extended God's grace to each and every one of us. And the response that this God asks of us is to go out and give in return. Freely you have received, so freely give. There is in some areas of the world what's called custom adoptions. And it was a custom among Native Americans at one time. And the story is told about a native couple who fell in love and began a family together. And it wasn't long before they themselves had a newborn baby. And the promise of that future was something that they looked forward to every day. They got up and they cherished their life together and cherished their family and cherished the newborn baby that God had given them. And then one day darkness struck. The baby that they loved and doted on and cared for, the baby that contained their future, died. And it left them in a very, very devastated state. They didn't know how they were going to make it, didn't know how they could face the future, didn't know how they could face the pain and the hurt and the devastation that they felt deep within their hearts and their bosom. But one day a knock came on their door, and they opened it to find a native man with a baby in his arms. And he reached forward, handing the child to the couple, and he said, "Here, this baby is for you." Friends, the baby that we are waiting on tonight, the baby that will come breaking into our world tonight, the baby that is God with us, who will come tonight, is for you and for me, and indeed for the whole world. Without this baby, we don't have any hope. Without this baby, we have no real joy. Without this baby, there can be no establishment of justice and righteousness. The baby that we celebrate is the baby who has been given all authority and power and might. And this baby, that baby, is for each and every one of us. On this night, a child has been born for us. A son has been given for us. His name is Jesus, and he is the greatest gift that any of us can receive. Accept that gift in your hearts. Cherish that gift, for it is the gift that brings life. That's the true meaning on this cold, dark night, that the darkness that has permeated our world is not the last word. The last word belongs to the light of God's love, the light of God's compassion, the light of God's mercy, the light of God's grace for each and every one of us. That light is now shining in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. To the glory, to the power of God, who has called each and every one of us to behold his glory and to behold his light. Let us pray. Dear God, we acknowledge that the world in which we live is one filled with darkness. We acknowledge that the life that you have given us is one where we have allowed the darkness to permeate our hearts. We acknowledge that this world that you created and made good, that we have filled with darkness. But the good news of this night, the good news that we are awaiting, is the good news of your love breaking into our world in the person of a little bitty baby, a baby who we worship and adore as Emmanuel, God with us. Help us to see the light of this event. Help us to see the light of his life. Help us to have our own hearts illumined by the light of your love for each and every one of us. Help us to keep nestled in our bosoms the true meaning of what this night is about. Yes, we are to receive. Receive your grace, your love, and your mercy, and to take that out into the world, freely giving love and grace and mercy in return. That is what this season is about. And we ask, Lord, that you help us to proclaim it in the midst of this dark night. We ask these things in the name of He who has come, He who is present with us now in spirit, and He who will come again, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.